Come in, Dwayne. Hey, hey, watch out, Raj. Oh, yeah. They used to call me Mr. Touchdown.
All right.
Yeah, they used to call me Mr. Pigskin.
All right, brother, let's make it.
You guys go ahead. I'll catch up later.
Hey, what's the matter?
You gentlemen seem to forget that I am the man of this house. And in that position, I have certain important responsibilities to carry out.
Okay, Raj, we'll wait. Go ahead, take out the garbage.
Yeah, take out the garbage, bro.
Today is a very special day in the Thomas household, gentlemen.
What's happening?
Today, Dee Thomas is having her very first date.
No kidding. With who?
Luther Phillips. You might know his sister, Melanie.
Oh, that Melanie. You mean the new girl, Melanie Phillips. Wow, Rod, you sure are lucky.
Why is he so lucky?
Why is he so lucky? Rerun, Melanie Phillips is one of the foxiest young ladies in the school. That's why.
But Raj isn't going out with her. Dee's going out with her brother.
Yeah, why are you so lucky, Raj?
Because when Luther tells her what a great guy I am, she'll be dying to go out with me.
After a date with Dee, Luther be lucky if he can even talk.
Besides, Raj, why will he tell her you're a great guy?
Because I'm treating them to the movies.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. A popcorn, too?
Yeah.
Raisinets and jujubes?
The works.
Fantastic. Can I beat these next
date? Hi, Dwayne, Rerun.
How you doing, Miss Thomas?
Hi, where's Dee?
I think she's in the kitchen.
Oh. Dee?
Yes, Mama?
Come here, baby. I gotta go to work now, and Roger will be here when Luther comes to pick you up, and I'll be here when he brings you home.
All right.
So you listen to Roger and enjoy yourself, yeah?
At the same time?
Yes, at the same time. Now I'm going now. See you.
Have a good time at work, Mama.
Okay, darling.
Bye, Miss Thomas.
See you later, Miss Thomas.
All right. Hey, you boys, enjoy yourself, yeah? Okay. Bye now.
Hey, Dee, it's terrific you're going on your first date. And to the movies. Isn't that romantic?
Don't fall apart, Chuckles. Robin is meeting us there.
Oh, Dee, go get ready for the movies now.
I've got time.
Dee, Mama told you to listen to me.
I did listen to you. And you know what? You are boring.
Dee, you look beautiful.
I know. This is one of my best outfits. This dude better be worth it.
He is. Mama wouldn't let you go out with him if she didn't think he was a gentleman. And he comes from a very nice family.
How do you know?
His sister has great legs. So look, you gotta be nice to him, all right?
If he's nice to me, I'll be nice to him. If not, he'll be eating popcorn and spitting out teeth.
Spitting out teeth? Where did you hear such terrible language?
From Melanie's brother.
It's catchy. I like it. Wonder why the little fella picks it up.
Television. That's all he does day and night, watch TV.
That's cute. I like that in a youth. Oh, no, that's him. Look, straighten up, Dee. Now, be nice to him, all right? And it won't hurt you to say something nice about me.
It won't hurt me. Give me a quarter, it might even feel good.
Hey, Mama, what it is?
Bad grammar, and I'm not your mama.
Hey, how you doing, my man?
Hey, give me five, bro.
All right. I didn't hurt you, did I?
Hey, is horn rims with you?
Horn rims? Are you talking about me? That's cute.
He's my brother.
Oh, really? No kidding? Where's the rest of them?
The rest of me?
Hey, well, I mean, you are a skinny man, and you could take that to the bank and tell them Beretta sent you. You got that? Later, pretzel stick. Let's go, baby.
Later, pretz.
Did you guys win
on the last play of the game.
Hey, man, let's show it. Dwayne out, Raj in.
All right, rerun is the center. I'm in the T formation. Dwayne off to the right. The ball comes to me. I fake a handoff to Dwayne. Triangle right up the middle. You gotta understand, they only had three guys.
Three guys. How would you like a goal post up your nose, Raj?
Three sodas.
Three sodas.
Hey, Raj, look who's coming in the door.
Oh.
Man, it's Melanie.
Oh, she's coming this way.
Oh, Raj. Gorgeous, Raj. Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, Dwayne.
Talk about Melanie.
Hi, I'm Melanie Phillips. We're in Algebra 1 together.
Excuse me. If you need any help with your homework, let me know. I've had Algebra 1 three times.
Rerun, Melanie is in my algebra class. Oh, excuse me. You want to sit down?
Oh, no, thank you, Roger. I was just passing by, and I saw you, so I came in to say hello.
You recognize me from the back?
Well, I sit behind you in class. You know, your sister's out with my brother now.
No kidding? Are you Luther's sister? Talk about coincidence. I didn't know that.
Sure you did, Raj. Remember what you said at your house?
Yeah, I do remember. My mind has been so cluttered with my charity work.
Well, I hope the kids have a good time.
Oh, when you are out with a Thomas, you always have a good time.
Oh.
Hey, maybe we'll double date with the little one sometime.
Well, if they let us. I gotta get back to work now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, little girl. Mmm, gorgeous.
Ooh, and if Dee behaves herself, Melanie is mine.
Rob. Rob. Raj, tell me, can you remember your very first date?
Oh, man, I never will forget it. It was with Lynn Jones. We went to the roller rink together. She could skate backwards.
Bet you turned out perfect, right?
Not
here
exactly.
Here you go. Free soda.
Shh. Raj is telling us about his first date.
Mm-hmm. All right. When is it?
A long time ago, Shirley.
Oh, well, come on, Raj. Just tell me what happened with Lynn.
Oh, okay. Well, to make a long story short, I tried out a fancy move and got a concussion.
The same thing happened to my last day. Mm-hmm. Because I sent him to intensive care.
Oh, no, not that kind of move. This was at a roller rink.
Well, this happened behind one.
D! Luther! Luther and D. Oh, Luther, I see you're still with D. I'm glad you didn't, Luther.
Excuse me.
So you're enjoying yourself?
Will you keep it down? They know me around here.
Oh, wait, D, why aren't you at the movies? And where's Robin?
We walked out. Robin went home to get her books. She's coming over to study tonight. But whatever you do, don't pay money to see Hives.
Well, I thought you liked killer bees.
I do, but Hives is about a lady with a rash. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Jeez. Oh, I better go and talk to Luther. Luther, my man, give me five.
Who loves you, baby? Come on, Raj. Let the kids have their moment.
Yeah, Raj has to go now. We're gonna finish our football game
right.
Later.
Hey, maybe we can play backgammon or basketball or football sometime, all right? Maybe on a weekend. Hey, mention me to your sister, all right?
The only way I can explain it is that years ago, he fell on his head at a roller rink.
Well, he is a square, D, but he likes you. And I like that. You know, he reminds me a lot of John Boy. I wish my family liked me.
Why doesn't your family like you?
I don't know. Probably because they don't like each other. Can we not talk about this?
Yes, we cannot. Door's locked. Mama must not be home.
Hey, let me do that.
Thank you.
SWAT team training in case there's a prowler inside.
Well, Mama's not home, so you gotta go.
Why?
Mama doesn't allow me to have visitors when she's not here.
Oh, I can dig it. They got the same rules like that on Little House on the Prairie. Hey, can we talk on the porch like they do on the Waltons?
Why don't you ship out like they do on Love Boat?
Well, how about one for the road?
Back off, rabbit ear.
No, I just meant something to eat.
All right, stay here. I'll go get a Twinkie. Luther, I'm eating your Twinkie. If you're trying to play the invisible man, that show was canceled.
But Dee, you must have done something to make Luther run off.
Maybe a slight whiplash.
Whiplash? Terrible!
Roger, what's wrong with you?
He's upset because he thinks I spoiled his chances to go out with Luther's sister.
Roger, is that true?
Yes, Mama.
You know, I'm surprised at you. I don't know what to say to you.
Let me give you a hand, Mama. Start with, that's it, Raj. Go to your room.
Great idea, Dee. Go to your room.
Why me?
Why you? Because Robin came over here to do homework with you. Now go do it.
All right, let's go, Rob.
Okay.
Now, as for you, young man.
What?
Luther!
Hey, Mama, what's happening, Robin?
What are you doing here? I thought you went home.
Home? No way, Jose. I've been here.
Well, you got to get out of my room. The only man I allow in here is Raj, and he has to pay admission. So, if you don't leave, I'm going to turn you over to the authorities.
You mean the police?
Worse, my mama.
Hey, Dee, don't bust me. Just be cool. Be cool. I'm cool.
Then go home, Eskimo.
I can't.
Well, you can't stay here.
I bet your parents are worried about you, Luther.
My parents? Worried about me? That's a laugh. Dee, you don't know about these things. You've got a terrific house. You've got a terrific mother. You even got a terrific brother.
Don't get carried away.
Well, anyway, I've got a sister who's never home and parents who hate me.
Can't be that bad.
You've never been around alcoholics before, have you?
Alcoholics?
That's right. My folks drink all the time. They can't help it, and they're always hitting me, too.
I guess things are pretty rough for you.
Well, you haven't heard anything yet. You know, one time my parents made me spend the whole weekend under the kitchen sink.
Really?
Raj, are we gonna play?
Huh?
Are we gonna play?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about Melanie. How could Dee have done this to me?
Raj, you're taking this pretty hard. You don't even really know Melanie.
I was on my way. You heard how she liked the back of my head? From there, it was just a short hop to the front of my face.
Hi.
Melanie.
I guess you know why I'm here.
Oh, sure. Come in. Can I get you something to eat?
No, thank you.
Something to drink?
No, thank you, Roger.
Wow. I'm sure so glad you came by.
Me too.
Yeah.
You remember my friends leaving and going?
Oh, I get you, Raj. Go get him, Tiger. Let's go, Dwayne. You know we have to go on our paper route.
Oh, yeah, right. So many people like paper, so much lighter than aluminum.
Raj, you do know why I'm here, don't you?
Oh, I hope so.
Hi, Raj. Where's Mom?
She went to the store. Now, look, go upstairs and do your homework. Now, where were we, Melanie?
The question is, where's Luther? He hasn't come home yet.
He hasn't?
You heard her.
Well, the sweet child left here hours ago, after he had a wonderful time and thought quite highly of me.
Raj.
Dee, would you just go away? This is important now. I don't understand why he wouldn't, Dee!
This is my house and this is my chair.
Okay, okay, all right. My. Just sit there, but be quiet.
Hi, Dee. I'm Melanie.
Nice to meet you.
Look, Melanie, don't worry about Luther.
I can't help it. I'm so nervous. My parents are away this weekend and I'm in charge of Luther.
Raj!
Dee, this is important. Now look, just leave it to me, Melanie. Look, we'll form a search party. Dee, you comb the neighborhood, and in case he comes back, Melanie and I will stay here on the couch.
Roger, this is serious. What if he ran away?
Would you blame him? Your parents are off on a weekend binge, and when they come back, they're gonna hit him.
Dee!
Hit him? Weekend binge? What did Luther tell you? This weekend, my parents are in Santa Barbara on a Baptist retreat.
Now, nobody would make that up.
Oh, Dee, he's been telling you his television stories again. You can't believe him.
Television stories? Does this sound like a television story? Last summer, Luther's parents got so mad at him that they locked him under the kitchen sink for 3 days without food.
But he survived on water from the pipes and on old soda crackers.
That's right. How'd you know?
I saw it last night on the movie of the week. It was one of those disaster films, Drain Pipe 79.
A TV movie?
Mm-hmm.
I should have known. I'm sorry, Melanie. I believe the rotten kid. He's upstairs now in my room with Robin.
Upstairs in your room? Look, Melanie, it's time to teach Luther a lesson.
Right.
This requires the expert touch.
You're right, Rod. Stay here. I got great news. I called your parents.
His parents?
You didn't call my parents.
I did. Your sister told me they were in Santa Barbara and gave me the number.
Oh, no.
And you were right. They're awful. I told them I knew all about them drinking and hitting you.
You told them about that?
Mm-hmm. I said, listen up, Luscious.
You didn't.
I did. I said, Luscious, you should be ashamed of yourselves. And I told them you weren't coming back until they cleaned up their act.
And what did they say?
They were thrilled. They said they can rent your room and pay for their booze.
I don't believe it.
It's true. And you can take that to the bank.
Hey, well, I'm gonna have to stay here. I don't have any choice.
Let me give you a couple of choices. You can either go home and deal with your parents or check into Holiday Inn.
Hey, I don't have any money.
Then you should have no problem making up your mind.
Why can't I stay here?
Because this is my room, and I don't want you here. You've got 5 seconds to get out.
Oh, man, what am I going to do?
Use your head. What would Beretta do?
He'd talk to his bird, but I don't have one.
There's a statue in the park. You could go there and talk to a whole flock.
Well, Dee, you can't throw me out.
4 seconds and counting.
I think she's throwing you out.
This is as bad as my house. I hope I never see you guys again.
Just in case we don't. I'm so glad we had this time together.
Don't worry, Dee's really good at these things.
Hi, Luther.
Melanie.
Keep coming.
Hey, I'm just a kid. Help me, big fella.
Sorry, little pal. You're on your own.
Yeah, you're right. This takes guts. And I'll handle it. I'll just go right back up to my room.
Luther, your room is crosstown.
Hey, I don't want to go home.
Why not? What's the big problem? The real big problem.
All right, I'll tell you. And this is serious, too. It's her. You know what she does? She hogs the whole TV. She won't even let me watch my favorite TV shows.
We only have one set. We can't all watch what he wants to watch, and he can't watch till his homework's done.
Now, can you believe that? Have you ever heard anything so cruel?
Luther, go home and do what you're told and shape up, and that's the way it is.
Thanks, Dee. Good night, Robin.
Good night.
Good night, Roger.
Oh, Melanie. Can I see you again?
Give me a call.
I will. She said, give me a call. Well, I guess everything worked out after all.
Yeah. You must really be grateful to me.
I am, Dee. I really am. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome. Now, how about some thanks from the bottom of your pocket?
Come on, Rod. Call Melanie. She said for you to call her.
No, I don't want to seem too anxious. It's only been 48 minutes.
Man, that's almost an hour.
An hour?
Yes.
An hour?
Hello, Melanie. Rod here. You know, tall, handsome, good-looking Rod.
Melanie, you can stop laughing now.
Ask her for a date, Raj.
I will, Rerun. Would you... Melanie, excuse me. Would you guys sit down? Melanie, since your parents are away, what would you think if I came over tonight? You know, sort of put your mind at ease in that big house and be a strong male influence on Luther. Seven? Oh, sure, you bet. Of course I'll be there. It was my idea. Huh? Yeah, you have my word. My honest word. Why wouldn't I give you my word? Because you're going out and you want me to sit with Luther. You're kidding. You're serious? All right, look, okay, give me the instructions to your house, but talk quickly because we've had a lot of trouble with the phone lately. I mean, sometimes for no reason at all.